April 3rd, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I come to you once again, hoping to reconcile all people and all nations with me, their Creator, and for love of me with one another." Satan is the father of all negative criticism. It is he who makes souls suspicious of one another. It is he who makes small problems into big problems. It is Satan who fosters collusions and makes people suspicious of collusions when there are none. Why would he oppose peace? Satan opposes all unity that is of me, and encourages disunity so that his goals become human goals. If you disagree, that is human, but to allow disagreements to escalate into feuds is to work on behalf of Satan. Be of one heart in an effort to work to build up my kingdom on earth, my remnant faithful. The unity I call you to is not the unity of the one world order. Such a unity only serves Satan, who would bring to reign his Antichrist. Be careful to be united under God. Do not open the way to Satan's evil plans. Nations should maintain boundaries just as hearts must have boundaries, protecting them from all evil. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.